Welcome to today's Hire Every Day of Sunday, the 19th of October, 2025. Today's topic is individual responsibility. Our text today is taken from Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 20 to 28. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? Verse 24. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Verse 28. Because he considereth, and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Our memory verse is taken from Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. The soul that sinneth it shall die, the son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. Individual or personal responsibility means that each of us is responsible for the consequences of the actions we take. Our text summarizes the fact that God will judge everyone based on personal sins and not because of the sins of others. Some youths whose parents are leaders in the church often think that their parents' influence will count for them on the judgment day. The simple truth is everyone will give account of his or her life before God. When applied to education, students should study hard and learn as much as they can in their chosen field of endeavors to avoid regrettable failure, which is often the result of procrastination. The absence of personal responsibility occurs when a youth blames his failures on parents, friends, economic challenges, or the society. Make up your mind to live a righteous life and stop blaming your pastors or parents for inconsistent fervency in the faith. Additionally, be committed to a life of hard work, discipline, and courage. Good success is at your corner. Quote for the day. Everyone will give account of his or her life. The challenge for today is, don't blame others for your mistakes. Prayer. O God, help me to live a righteous life. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Hire Every Day, visit us at www.hireeveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.